Grateful Friday. We love to have you along.
Boy, join I am grateful for that.
For the little and big things you are grateful for, 877-310-4MSJ. To kick off today, though, oops, I need to tell you, Murphy, I'm so sorry that I forgot to do something that I promised you I would do, I think a week ago today.
Oh, those peanut butter balls.
Yeah, I can't believe you remembered.
Because I've been waiting.
I'm sorry, Sam. I'm sorry to you, too, then.
So you had expectations.
Yeah, I've had a whole week of expectations. You know,
well, it's not like I'm the only person at the house who can roll peanut butter balls.
There's that, too.
I did shop for all the ingredients.
I did have a little late night craving, and I actually thought about rolling them, and I'm like, you know, it's 12:30.
Go to sleep.
Right.
Or just do what you normally do, is eat peanut butter with a spoon.
Yeah. And I almost asked you about it, but I didn't want to pressure you.
That's sweet. I literally forgot. So the peanut butter balls, to bring everybody back up to speed in case you missed it, was one of your favorite lunchroom cafeteria desserts when you were growing up.
Yeah, I had thought about it, so I Googled it, and there are a handful of recipes, and some of them are very basic and easy to slap
together. Three ingredients.
And your school, what did they roll it in cinnamon sugar or sugar?
Oh, cinnamon.
Because some of those recipes, one of the ones I saw, it's like it's rolled in sesame seeds and other stuff.
I'm like, don't do that. It's like, roll in sugar.
Yeah.
So there were days, and I guess it depended on who was making them. Some days they were rolled in sugar. Some days they were just the ball. Yeah. And they reminded me of those. And actually, the reason that was in my head is Jody had bought a little thing of those Skippy peanut butter balls.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sam's tried those. They say that each little bucket is like 8 servings, but it's really only one.
Oh, yeah, it's only one.
but anyway, those things are... they don't have a sugar coating on the outside.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how they did those, but that's kind of the way. They weren't as hard as those, but two
versions.
You know,
you have romanticized this for such a long time.
I know. It's in my head.
It's proof that, no, it'll be fine. I'll roll them this weekend. You can have them. We'll save some for you, Sam.
Good.
I don't know. What I'm saying is I don't know that they'll live up. Childhood is a magical season and place in life. And
to
me, it's exciting to you because it was something that you looked forward to in your day. And it was like, oh, wow. You didn't know until you walked into the cafeteria that they had those on the when they had them, right?
Yeah. Well, look, it's
it was
the same
an experience.
To me, it's the same thing as the pizza that they used to make. And it, maybe if I had that today, I wouldn't think it was
or the
all
rolls.
That. Mm, you know, all of that seemed like the best thing ever. It's happy.
Right. I just want you to know you're not in junior high anymore. It may not live up, but I will roll them out.
At the end of the day, it's still peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 6:20.
Coming up next, Grateful Friday from our Instagram and Facebook page.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody's Grateful Friday.
All right, we like hearing from you on this day, especially about the little and big things going on in your life that you are grateful for. And so often it's the little.
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking about the little things? And coffee came up a lot for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's even more specific than that. I am grateful for the first cup of coffee every day. That first one, there's something about it. No matter where I get it, how it just, there's something about it.
Yeah.
It's needed.
You have an expectation.
Oh, and it lives up, coffee. I love you, coffee. This is from our Facebook page from Landy. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Landy?
Happy Landy.
That's a beautiful name.
L-A-N-D-Y. Happy Friday. I want to tell you that the three of you are what I'm thankful for today.
Oh,
well, that's sweet.
Yesterday, I was completely overwhelmed at work. I work at a university and mostly by myself in my kitchen. I have an incredible amount of catering next week. Can you imagine? That's a lot of planning, pre-planning that you'd be right for, Sam. You should do catering on the side.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, she says she has an incredible amount of catering next week, along with stuff that I have to make every day for the students. I was on the verge of tears yesterday, but I put my Bluetooth speaker on and was listening. I wasn't feeling it. Turned off music and turned on Murphy, Sam, and Jody, the podcast. You always make me laugh, and I felt like I had someone there with me. So thank you for what you do. Love the show.
Thank you, Landy. That's really sweet.
Cool.
Oh, we are there with you.
Yes, we are.
Especially if there's food involved.
Man, can you imagine doing your regular work in the kitchen and then planning for catering?
Yeah.
I
would enjoy that. I would. If that task was in front of me, I would get into that.
Planning ahead for catering.
Well, you love. I mean, your kitchen's your first love, second love. I don't know which it is.
Just because there's a thing. I mean, you know what you have to do.
Yeah.
You know the time frame. There are going to be variables, but it's like you just know what you got to do. Do it.
I would think that would be highly stressful.
It will be, but yeah, it'll be very rewarding when it's over.
The only thing is, you in this case, you don't get to eat what you've made.
Well,
probably.
Well, you have to sample to make sure it's good.
Thank you. You have to make a little extra and sample so that you know what you're...
Yeah, a little extra for the chef.
...sending out. Anyway, thank you, Landy. Keep it coming on Instagram and Facebook.
Coming up next...
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
Sam, next week is an important date in your life and a lot of Star Wars fans.
Yeah, next Thursday, in fact.
May the 4th.
Be with you.
Oh, that's right. Why do I not remember this every year?
Because you have a life.
Yeah. You're not a Star Wars person.
Yeah.
You're not even that much of a pop culture person. Just kind of admirable, really. I'm sitting here getting lost in Game of Thrones, like this stuff is real. Sam comes in with his lightsabers, and you're over here being a real person.
I get all the trash talk about Star Wars while she's talking about dragons.
It's entertainment.
It is entertainment, and I take my entertainment seriously.
Sure.
So here's just for you, Sam. Next week on May the 4th, Carrie Fisher will get her posthumous Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Isn't that cool?
They picked the right day for it.
This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Is her daughter going to be there as part of it? Billy Lourdes? I'm sure some of the cast will
be,
too.
I believe so. And the word is she'll be near where Mark Hamill is and where Harrison Ford are. Like, you know, keep the Star Wars stars near each
other.
Yeah. They put Darth Vader on the other side of the street.
Keep him away.
Yeah.
She died in 2016, by the way. She was only 60 years old.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't know it was that long ago.
Oh, and her star will be right across the street from her mother, Debbie Reynolds.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam has his Friday favorite.
Yeah, if you're a young athlete or maybe a parent of one, an NBA MVP has some important news for you, OTW.
Now that we're at the end of the week, this is where we go back and pick out our favorite moments from the week. Sam is up.
Brought to you by Discover Card.
Sam's Friday favorite.
All right, this one's for parents of young athletes, even young athletes. This is a great thing to hear.
Okay.
And Murphy, you're going to like this. There's a little at-work advice coming at the end for you.
I love that.
It comes from Giannis from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes.
I don't want to hit his last name because I will butcher it.
Yeah.
He's from Greece. Two-time MVP of the NBA, and the Milwaukee Bucks were just eliminated from the playoffs. And he's doing the after-the-game press conference, and this reporter says, hey, so is this season a failure to you?
Mm.
And you have to listen to what he says. It works for everybody.
There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful, some days you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Some days it's your turn, some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win. Some other people's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, somebody else is going to win.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
So no failure. Funny thing is,
so
when they
good.
Went back to the anchor desk, Shaq's like, nope, not in my brain.
Yeah, I was about to say, a lot
he
of
He says,
athletes...
I won four championships, the rest were failures.
Yeah, look, it's not realistic to expect to always win.
Right.
But it is what you're there for.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, different athletes and different mindsets are going to disagree with that, but it is good. It's a good life thing.
And he even used Michael Jordan as an example.
Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure. Yes or no?
Yeah. You know, for those other years
he's
of failure.
Yes or no.
Michael Jordan might have seen those as a failure because he didn't get another ring. But, you know,
being only in it to win it is what champions are made of, but they do fall and fail a lot.
Yeah, and I think kids need to hear that too because you're not going to go out and you're not going to win every week.
No.
I mean, very few. Look back in the history of sports. How many teams are undefeated for an entire season, no matter what the sport? And then Murphy... The reporter that asked him the question, he sent it back to him, and this kind of relates to failure in the office, too.
Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success.
Love that. That's great advice.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, parents, look out. Cold and flu season is almost over, but strep throat this year is sticking around, and it's pretty stubborn for kids, especially between the ages of 4 and 13. I got that once when our kids were little.
Yeah.
And it was miserable. You can't get away from that pain. It's horrible. Anyway, they say, you know, emergency room visits are way up.
Yeah.
And you show up and it's like, well, you got some stuff going on, but one of them's strep. And it's one of those things you get tested for quickly in the doctor's office. Yeah. Yuck.
Here's some Amoxil.
Number two, McDonald's knows that their prices have gone up a little bit, and they know that customers are pushing back a little bit, but it's just the world that we're all living in.
All fast food's doing that, yeah.
Right. It's costing them more to give you a Big Mac, and they're saying they don't have less customers, but they are seeing a trend where if you order like the burger, you're ordering just the burger and not the burger and fries.
Oh.
People are ordering less food, same amount of people showing up for the stuff. And number three, today's the first day of Jazz Fest in New Orleans. Lizzo in the house, the big headliner there. But, you know, it goes all the way this weekend and next weekend.
Ed Sheeran's tomorrow.
One of my favorite things that happens at Jazz Fest is these artists are all there in the city, and then they'll just pop up in a bar and start singing. Like a couple of years ago, it was Tom Jones on a little stage somewhere.
Well, that's not unusual.
Okay, thanks.
Three things to know today.
It's time for Jody's Top 5 Entertainment Stories of the Week, brought to you by State Farm.
I promise we're going to get to Harry Styles last night on the last ever Late Late Show with James Corden, but let's get started with this.
Number 5.
Speaking of it, so James Corden brought his show to a close this week with one of the biggest segments he ever brought the world, and that's Carpool Karaoke with Adele once again. Mm-hmm. And it's been one of the most watched things on YouTube in a long time, burning up YouTube. So check that out. It's really up close and personal with Adele and how beautiful they were together.
Some crying going on in that one.
Yeah, they're good friends. Yeah.
Number 4.
HBO Max, soon to be called just Max, announced that And Just Like That season 2 is coming in June. So we have a date now. Mm-hmm. And that is the second season of the sequel to Sex and the City.
If you're lucky, no matter what life hands you, you can always count on your closest friends to be there.
Those ladies mean something to me, and this trailer is incredible. And there's some big surprises in the trailer of people that are going to be coming back. And that's all I will say.
Number 3.
At the box office now this week, this movie was 50 years in the making because everybody wanted to make this movie, and Judy Blume would never allow it until now.
Are you there, God? It's me. Margaret.
Such a beautiful coming of age story about an 11-year-old girl, and her family moves her away at a very pivotal time in her life where she has all these questions. Mm-hmm. All these questions that all young girls have, but they're just all in the pages of that book. And by the way, Rachel McAdams plays the mom in this movie, guys. It's in theaters now.
Number 2.
Melissa McCarthy. She's on the cover of People magazine right now for their beautiful issue. And it's a lovely article and write-up about what it really means to be beautiful, meaning, you know, own who you really are. But another reason she's getting so much press is she's Ursula for the upcoming Little Mermaid movie. And here's a little taste.
Poor child. I can help you. You can't live in that world unless you become a human.
How good is that?
Yeah, awesome. Sounds like Ursula.
If you haven't seen that trailer yet, put your eyes on it. It is incredible to see. And then,
number 1.
The Flash debuted. The movie Flash from DC Comics debuted at CinemaCon this week. And we got a new trailer. And it's heavy on the Michael Keaton being back as Batman.
I spent a lifetime trying to right the wrongs of the past.
Yes.
As if fighting crime would bring my parents back.
June 16th in theaters, The Flash from DC Comics.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
It's Grateful Friday in Carenza. We're coming to you next, 877-310-4MSJ.
Join us anytime. We like to hear from you, especially on this day. How are you, Carenza?
I'm doing well this Friday morning. Thank you. I'm calling for Grateful Friday.
Yay. Yeah. Tell us about it.
All right. So I'm an exchange teacher here. Mm-hmm. I am from Jamaica originally.
Mm-hmm.
Each year in our program, we have to share a part of our culture with our school community. And we did just that yesterday.
Lovely.
Teachers from Honduras, El Salvador, Ecuador, the Philippines, Trinidad and Tobago. We all had a cultural experience. grateful. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that I'm grateful for our school community, our principals came out, people from the central office. I just wanted to share how grateful I was for the teachers and the community or admin body for coming out to share with us as we shared with them.
So what did you bring to your students for your culture? What did you share?
Well, the cafeteria, they cooked dish curried chicken with rice and peas and made the children sample that. And then in the afternoon, I danced.
Oh, yay!
we had a lot of dancing, folk dances. We had a display of our flag and other ornaments from our countries. Mm-hmm. There were jokes. There was a language challenge. There was everything there. People laughed, and we just shared our tastes and talents.
I love that. That's wonderful. I wish they had had something like that in my school when I was growing up. It's one thing that all children need to know is that there's more than one way.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be exposed to every possible culture, I think.
Oh, yes. And exposure brings acceptance and love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's just how we unite our world.
You are lovely. Thank you for this.
Thank you. I love your show. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Carinta.
We're grateful for you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, reach out to us anytime. It's Grateful Friday, and we'd love to hear from you, too. 877-310-4MSJ.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
Last night was the last Late Late Show with James Corden. And I'm so sorry to see him go because he is so talented. And there's something about his energy that is just, you want to be a part of everything he does. So he started off with skits. There were a lot of big skits and a lot of big guests in addition to Harry Styles, who stopped by, and Will Ferrell. But he started it with his family in the audience.
My entire family is here tonight. My mum and dad are here. Are you okay, mum, dad? You're holding it together?
Till you asked me to give you a kiss before we came on, and then I was gone.
I didn't even know you could move your face that much since all your Botox.
So funny and so much fun. It's definitely worth seeing online if you want to. This show is not going to be renewed, and CBS tried to get him to stay. They threw $50 million at him.
So they're not even replacing
him. They're not. There's a whole new show that's coming instead. He's supposedly going to be returning to England to raise his children. He wants to take some time off to be with family, and he left everybody with a song.
Squeezing myself into Spanx every night for 1,200 times in a row. So good night. Thanks for watching. That's our show.
The entire episode is online today, of course.
Jody, you might have missed something when you were sleeping last night.
I missed a lot, I'm sure. Right. I know that you were scrolling your phone.
But that's not what this is about. You were asleep, and I don't think that you actually knew what happened. About 3 in the morning, do you remember anything that happened at 3 in the morning?
Oh, champ. Oh, my boyfriend dog came into the room. I do remember. And he needed to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
And you took him out. I do remember.
Wow, okay, because I was going to surprise you with that. I didn't know that you knew that.
I heard him, and I reached over for him, and I felt him leave my side of the bed and go to yours. He couldn't wake me,
I guess. Does he like whine?
No.
Or is he just, hey, I need to go to the bathroom?
You hear him.
He kind of gets excited, but the reason that this is so awesome...
It is awesome.
...is he has fallen into this trap lately of making a little mess in the back of the house. For whatever reason, I don't know what's changed in his digestive tract, but anyway.
Well, he's getting older.
I know, he's
so
getting
older. Digestive tract is changing, I'm sure.
Yeah. But this is the first time he's actually walked in and he woke me up to take him out.
Exactly. Dad.
Hey, I need to so I undid the alarm, went out 3 in the morning. Sure enough, he took care of all of his business and came right back in. I'm like,
What a good boy.
I don't know that he'll do that forever.
No, but sometimes he's like, man, I'll just go in the back of the house.
Yeah.
It's kind of cold outside.
It's easier, but if you kind of burst my bubble a little bit, I thought that he knew I was the guy to take him out.
Oh, so I think he came to my side first.
Mama rejected him first. And
I just was in such a sweet sleeping spot. You know when you can hear things that are going on, but you're just like, nope, I'm not coming out of this for it. You know that? That's a real thing with sleep.
It is.
I couldn't really wake myself.
Well... he did his thing. He kind of sneezed. Oh, that woke me up.
He's such a good, smart boy.
Yeah, I was really proud of him.
He got tired of hearing you fuss when you were cleaning up his messes in the family room.
Well, I did put up a sign in the back of the house that says, don't do you know what here.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the U.S. Senate is getting involved in the fight against hidden fees on concert tickets. Hmm. They're introducing the Ticket Act, which I'm not kidding, that stands for Transparency in Charges for Key Events Ticketing.
They got to do that every
Somebody
time.
Somebody did that. Yeah. And it's like it worked. You know, they got excited about it. Anyway, yeah. They're just saying, look, the price that's advertised that you first click on is what you should pay. They want to get rid of and eliminate junk fees. And we're all good with that.
Yeah.
It's a bipartisan thing. Number two, Meta, also known as Facebook, has canceled Red Table Talk, but it's not just targeted at the show Red Table Talk. They're getting rid of Facebook Watch Originals.
Oh, I didn't know that was a Facebook.
You know, it was a
one.
Thing. It yeah. was on Facebook. I want to say I watched a Facebook Watch original a long time ago. It was like about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're getting rid of that for now, and they've had some layoffs, and the person in charge of Watch Originals has also been let go.
Oh.
So change is coming there. And number three, we've heard a lot from Rihanna this year. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl halftime performance, new music from Wakanda Forever, when she's not done, and she's pregnant. She's going to voice Smurfette in a new animated Smurfs movie, but she's way involved. She's not just showing up and voicing it. She's going to write and perform original music for the film, and she will serve as an executive producer.
Wow.
Look for it. It's going to be a while, though. Mm-hmm. February of 2025.
That's three things to know today.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Lowe's.
In court this week, you know, Ed Sheeran standing trial because of this song here. So honey, now. One of the relatives of the person that wrote Marvin Gaye's song, Let's Get It On, is suing him for the song being plagiarized.
And it actually makes me think that it does feel a little similar.
It's got the
but
vibe.
It has the same
yeah.
vibe.
And Ed actually got on stand this week and did a little testifying. This is what he said. If I'd done what you're accusing me of doing, I'd be an idiot to stand on stage in front of 20,000 people and do that.
True.
And he says he's done mashups in concert before. He's even done those two songs, Thinking Out Loud, into Marvin Gaye in concert, just to show people, hey,
is that where this person got the idea?
Just like artists do that all the time.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they cover a song and it's like, oh wow, it's cool to hear that. He said he's done it with other songs in concert. It's just they sound similar and it makes a good transition.
Yeah.
So well, right now, still haven't come up with a verdict on that one yet. Moving on to Amy Winehouse.
Oh,
we got something good coming later this year.
Oh, why don't you come?
Her mom and dad have found, her journals, her personal journals, handwritten lyrics, photos that they didn't know existed, and they're all being put together in Amy Winehouse in her words. It's going to be a 288-page hardcover book.
Whoa.
So you get to read it and see what her thoughts were on certain lyrics and even the personal private journals. That'll be kind of interesting to see.
Wow, yeah, it will be. I wonder how they're censoring that or if they're letting that just be.
Yeah.
I don't know. That feels a little weird to me to be. You're not supposed to read somebody's personal journal.
Yeah. Well, her mom and dad are doing it, so it's got the family's blessing. Okay. All the funds raised with this are going to go to the Amy Winehouse Foundation.
Okay, good then.
All right, this one will make you happy. Michael Anthony says there's going to be some more Van Halen coming out.
Okay,
and
I'm listening.
First, it's going to be Van Hagar.
Yay!
He says they're remastering all the albums, starting with Van Hagar, then back to David Lee Roth.
Nice.
And then they're also going through their archives to find stuff we've never seen or heard before.
Okay.
And they're
going to
release some of that. Alternate takes, stuff that didn't work, stuff that didn't make albums. But they are starting with the Sammy Hagar stuff first.
Okay.
And then they'll
not?
Move on to David Lee Roth. And before we go, I do have to drop this one in because Monday when we all get back together,
yes,
you know what's going to happen, right?
It's going to be May.
Thank you. You heard it here first, folks.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Got your Hollywood Outsider at 8:20. And coming up next, you know, since it's Grateful Friday, Jody has one.
Yeah, but it's weird. You can make fun if you want, but I am grateful
right.
for it.
It's Grateful Friday. Love hearing from you anytime. Facebook, Instagram, or 877-310-4MSJ. And Jody has a Grateful Friday
I have a weird one, and we've loved hearing from you today, but this is mine, and it's weird, but I am grateful for it. And that is that I am watching Game of Thrones with our youngest daughter, Phoebe. Murphy is still not watching with us and probably never will. I had that conversation with her last night. She's like, I can see how this is not Dad's thing.
This show is in your blood, though, because this is now, what, your fifth time?
Fire and Blood. Well, guess what? I am catching things even this fourth or fifth time that I never caught before. Because Phoebe likes to watch with subtitles. I've never done that before. And it's like, oh, I didn't know he said that. I thought he said something else.
Uh-huh.
Do they spell out some of those words, the expletives, or do they put asterisks?
Expletives are spelled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Now you want to watch, huh?
Okay. I don't know.
Anyway, look, I'm grateful for it for so many reasons, and I will get to why. It's so weird. She's 18 is the reason I'm okay with watching it with her. It is uncomfortable at times because I'm her mother, and I will say this. I'm grateful for the conversations it starts. When the show is over, and instead of going to a next episode, she'll pause it and we'll talk. We'll talk about her favorite characters.
After the episode.
Yeah. Like, she loves Jon Snow.
Yeah.
She really likes Daenerys Targaryen a lot.
Well, so do I. So we've got that in common.
She just met Brienne of Tarth and Tarth and loves her.
Good.
Yeah, I know. So she's got some really good taste, and she loves Robb Stark. King of the North.
She also loves Arya.
Yeah, she's not wrong about any of this, so it's so exciting. But I'm grateful for the fact that she wanted to watch it with me, and she knows that she has uncomfortable moments, and I do too, because it's so racy.
Gritty, salacious.
Sure is. But I don't leave the room anymore when that happens, or we don't fast forward it, because I don't want her to think those things are bad.
Taboo.
I don't
wanna leave.
Right. It's like, it's a part of life. No. That's 300
years.
Well, right. In other words, I'm grateful for the conversations because we end up having a lot of conversations about women and men and how these things are normal and these things are not.
Well, and she's 18. You've modeled this very well throughout her entire life.
But Game of Thrones.
But I get it.
Just grateful because we're bonding on something.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Indeed.
I want to take you back to the Hunger Games. If you ever loved the books or the movies, so imaginative and edge of your seat, that whole trilogy was. There was another book. It was a prequel called The Ballad of Songs and Snakes, taking place 64 years before the whole Katniss era.
Is that a recent book, or was that done about the same time?
I feel like it was not recent or at the same time. It was after.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere between where you're asking, Sam. But here's the deal. We're getting a movie, and my goodness, do they really bring it for this one? Some star power here. Viola Davis, you're about to hear her, and Peter Dinklage is in this movie. He's not going to sound like Tyrion from Game of Thrones, but Peter Dinklage, let's hear a little.
I am honored to introduce to you the creator of the Hunger Games themselves, Dean Casca Highbottom.
Here he is.
There has been a change this year. As a mentor, Mr. Snow, your role is to turn these children into spectacles, not survivors.
There's a young Snow here and how he became what he is, right? There's
a
young
Donald
Snow
Sutherland character.
Yes, but there's a young
one.
Yeah, Snow here. It's set around the 10th annual Hunger Games. And, of course, there are some crazy twists. And the full trailer is out now. You have to see it. It's like nothing you've seen before.
Does he drink and know things in this one?
Probably. It's called The Ballad of Songs and Snakes. Yesterday was the first day, and I forgot. You didn't remind me, food dude.
Sorry.
That's okay, though. Yesterday was the first day that McDonald's in the United States offered Big Mac sauce just as a sauce.
A secret sauce, as a dipping sauce.
In a container. A little. And and everybody, when we first read that story, when you first told us, Sam, I was like, oh, duh.
Yeah.
Why didn't they do this years ago?
If you remember, about 5 years or so ago, the McDonald's people came here and they brought us like a big tub.
I thought they had them in grocery stores.
I don't know if they ever made it in grocery stores or if it was a limited release thing that you could only get at a handful of
McDonald's. I don't remember
McDonald's,
that.
But it was definitely like a really short limited time thing.
Right.
It was secret sauce in a thing like a ketchup container, like a big one.
I must have been absent that day.
And it's never been offered since then. It was just like a gimmick one-time thing. But now it's probably going to be permanent.
They had to. They should have done it first, but sauce is a whole industry now in itself.
Yeah, the fast food branded sauces that are now in grocery stores.
Stop it.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with Chick-fil-A sauce. When they offer that, I'm like, man, I'll take
the
buffalo.
Yeah, but they got the Polynesian sauce.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that one's good.
Yeah. It's all squeezable, yeah.
And
now they're starting to offer, I think it's barbecue sauce, too. The Chick-fil-A's got 3 or 4 different flavors now in the stores.
Didn't know that.
That's what I get from hanging around the condiment section.
Here's what you need to know. The reason, and I don't eat Big Macs very, very, very often. The reason, you guys remember when I was running, when I used to run half marathons?
Yes.
And I was watching what I would eat, and I would run and train. And then the day after my marathon, what would I do?
Yeah, you'd get a Big Mac.
I'd go get a Big Mac because to me that was the big
reward
food or big cheat food. There was something about that flavor, and it's all about the sauce because otherwise it's just a plain McDonald's hamburger. But the sauce is incredible.
Well, remember, though, the hamburger's now changing, too. The Big Mac is one of them. They're going to cook the onions on the burger.
Fine by me.
Yeah, and different. There's some different things that they announced like last week. Remember the softer buns?
And remember, I always thought that they should do mini Macs.
Yeah.
For somebody like sliders. Me, I don't want to splurge on a Big Mac very often.
Is the, and this, they call it special sauce, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Big Mac special sauce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is this a permanent thing that they're going to have?
As far as I know, it's permanent. There is a catch, though. You can only get it if you order through the app.
Of course.
Like they're going to turn you away at the counter.
The old Apple.
Nope, we don't have that.